Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf, Reish, Yud, Beis, mitzvah 612, the second to last mitzvah in the Torah. And the Chinuch says this is in Parshas Nitzavim. According to what we have, this is in Parshas Vayelech. Mr. Chinuch, as we know, had different chilukim of parshios. He had two parshas, Parshas Bishpatim and Parshas Im Kesef Talveh. So here, he must have had one parsha, Nitzavim Vayelech, because he says there are two mitzvahs in Parshas Nitzavim, and as we have them, they're both in Vayelech. The first is the mitzvah of Hakel. Today's mitzvah, the mitzvah of gathering Am Yisrael in the eighth year, the year after the Shemitah year, and having the king read the Torah, parts of Sefer Dvarim, to them in the Beis HaMikdash. That's today's mitzvah. Says the Torah here in Parshas Vayelech. Vayachtov Moshe es HaTorah Azos, Vayitzna el HaKohanim b'nei Levi, Hanos imes Aron Bris Hashem, Velkoz Zeknei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, and he gave it. Right, Rashi quotes, Kishen Nigmara Kula, Nisana Lebnei Shifto. When he finished, he gave it to the B'nai Levi. Vayitzav Moshe Osam Lemar, and Hashem commanded, Moshe commanded them, saying, Miket Sheva Shanim Bimoed, Shnas HaShmita B'chag HaSukkos. At the end of the seventh year, in the eighth year of Shemitah, on Sukkos, right? Question the Achronim. What if there is no Shemitah? What if Mashiach comes in year six? So do you do it right after? Or do you need, what if it comes right after Shemitah? Do you have Hakel right there? Or do you need the Shemitah to be Mechayev it? In any case, so it's the Shemitah, right after Shemitah, B'chag HaSukkos, Mevo Kol Yisrael, Le'ra'os, Esprei Hashem Alokecha, when Bnei Yisrael come to see and be seen by Hashem, on Sukkos, Mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, it's explicitly linked. Hakel is specifically linked in the Torah to Aliyah L'Regel. Maybe it's part of the mitzvah that year. Ba'makom HaSheyivchar, in the place that will be chosen. Tikra es HaTorah Hazos Neged Kol Yisrael Ba'aznehem. Read the entire Torah. Neged Kol Yisrael in front of Am Yisrael Ba'aznehem in their ear. Not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, but we know, based on Chazal, that it means the king. Rashi. HaMelech HaYakorei. The king read Mitchilas Eile Dvarim. From the beginning of Dvarim, on a platform that they built in the Azara. And the Gemara, the puzzle continues, Hakel es ha'am, gather the nation, ha'anashim, anashim ataf, men, women, and children, all come to hear the Torah, the gerecha asher b'sharecha, and the gerim, laman yishmu, ulaman yilmadu, that they shall hear and they shall learn, the yaru at Hashem alokechem, and they shall fear, yirashamayim, the shamru la'asos, as called devrei ha'torah azos, and they shall guard all the Torah. This mitzvah somehow inspires for Yirat Shemayim. And the children, B'neim Asher Lo Yadu, Yishmu V'lamdu. And the children that do not know, they will hear and know, L'Yirat Hashem Elokeichem, Kol HaYamim Asher Atem Chayim Aho Adama, all the days that they are alive, Asher Atem Ovrim Asa Yardin Shem Al Rishta, in Eretz Yisrael. Very exciting psukim that we have here in Parshas Vayelech. So, the mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? Who is this mitzvah of Hakel on? Who is chayiv in the mitzvah? So we'll start with the chinuch. The chinuch's formulation is shenitztavinu sheyikahel am Yisrael kulo anashim v'nashim v'taf. Men, women, and children should gather b'motzoi shnas hashmita b'chag haSukkos b'yom sheni b'chag, on the second day, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, on the second day of Sukkos, to gather v'likro ksas misefer Mishnah Torah ba'aznehem, and to read part of Mishnah Torah in their ear, shehu eila hadvarim. So if you read that lashon formulation that we just read, the chinuch sounds like the mitzvah is on the kahal. The mitzvah is on the tzibur. But on the other hand, if you look at the end of the Sefer HaChinuch, all the way in the last paragraph, he has a double formulation. He says, "Va'overal zeh beinish beinisha v'lo baba moed hazeh l'shmua divrei haTorah." If a Jew violates and does not come to hear the Torah on Sukkos, v'chein haMelech, and the king, im lo ratza likros, he doesn't want to read bitlu aseh zeh. So the Chinuch is clear in the end of his piece that the mitzvah is both on the king to read and on all of Am Yisrael to be gathered, to come together. If you look in the Rambam himself in Sefer HaMitzvahs has different formulations. According to the Sefer HaMitzvahs that we have, Shetzivanu lahakil es ha'am b'yom hasheni. He is commanded to gather. Maybe it's referring to the king, right? To gather. It's lahakil, from the word hakel, lakil, together. But if you look in the Kapach edition, shetzitztavinu sheyikahel ha'am kula b'sheni shel Sukkos. So again, like the Chinuch says, it's a mitzvah on the tzibur. Either way, both the king and the tzibur are involved in this great mitzvah. And again, as we just said, men, women, and children. Vizosi mitzvahs hakel, back to the Sefer HaChinuch, haneskeres betalmud, this is the mitzvah of hakel, v'ari hakel, the mitzvah aseh, shazman gromahu, v'nashim chayavos, this is one of the exceptions to the rule. It's time-bound mitzvah, it only happens once every number of years, eighth year, v'nashim chayavos, and women are obligated, u'pirshu b'sofa inyan, en lemedim en aklalos, you don't learn from here, generally there are pturos from zman gromas, and this one they are obligated in. The Sefer Yireim counts two separate mitzvahs related to our mitzvah from issue from before. One on the king and one on the kahal. But rov other monia mitzvos only count one. There's a major discussion in the Rishonim. What does it mean? Anashim v'nashim v'taf. Men, women, and children. If we look at Rashi, famous Rashi, Rashi says, ha'anashim lilmod, the men come to learn, v'ha'anashim lishmo, and the women come to listen. They don't have a chiyuv in Talmud Torah. They come to listen. V'ha'taf lama ba'u, why do the babies come? Taf is not just children, it's babies. L'asei schar l'mivi'ehem, to bring reward to those who bring them. L'asei schar l'mivi'ehem, right? This is a Gemara in Mesachas Chagiga, Gimel Amar Aleph. Im anashim bo'em lilmo, nashim bo'el sashmo, ha'taf lama ba'u, k'tein litin schar l'mivi'ehem. That's the drasha that was said by one of the Tanaim. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yeshua had met a group of Talmidim who told him this great drasha. He asked them, "Achidish hayu beis hamedrash hayom?" And they said, "What do you mean? You're our Rebbe." He says, "No, ain't beis hamedrash below chidish." So they told him this piece, and he gets very excited about it. Amar Lahem, Margalit Tova haisa biyetchem ubikashtem la'abda mimeni. You had an unbelievable pearl, and you wanted to lose it. You almost didn't give this to me. So Yeshua was very excited about this. What was he so excited about? And it was a drasha, beautiful. What was he so excited about? So a number of the Mefarshim connect this to the Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah in Avos, in the second parak, Chamisha Talmidim Hayler Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five Talmidim. Rabbi Lezer ben Horkanes, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Rabbi Yosia Cohen, Rabbi Shimon ben Amasano, Rabbi Lezer, Arach Umona Shivchan. Rabbi Yoshua, what was Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya? Who was this Rabbi Yoshua in Chagiga? What was his praise? Ashrei Yoladato. Praised are the ones who bore him. Pray he has great parents. What do you mean? Rashi there in Pirkei Avos quotes, Ani Shamati, quoting from the Yerushalmi, Lefi She'imo Garma Lo She'echacham. His mother is the reason why he became who he became. Shekol Hayamim She'ibratu Imo, all the days that she was pregnant, Haisa Mechazeres B'chol Yom, Alkol Bati Midrash Shoshoye Ba'ir. She used to stay near and in the base Medrash. Vo'meres Lohem, B'vakashami Kem, Bakshu Rachamim Ala Ubar Azeh She'echacham. Please daven, she stayed in the base Medrash, and other Chazal say that his parents brought his crib to the base Medrash to imbibe the words of Torah. So what was he so excited about? He never realized why his parents did that. Chinuch at such a young age, even before he was born, and once he's born, he's a baby. Says Rabbi Yeshua, he was so excited. Baruch Hashem, now I understand what my parents did. Connect the Mishnah in Avos to the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Gimel. Related to that is the Machlokas Rishonim. How old are these taf in the pasuk, anashim anashim etaf. The pashas of the Chazal is that they're babies. It says, because they get schar for the mivi'ehem. The Ramban can't believe it, even though he says that's what Chazal say. Says the Ramban, hey mataf, ki yishmu v'yishalu v'ha'avos yargilum yechanchu osam. They hear, they'll ask, and the fathers will be mechanech them. Ki ein ataf azeh yonkei shadayim. You can't say these are suckling babies. Aval heim k'tani ashanim akrovim l'schanech. It means they are karov la lischanech v'zetam v'lamdu liyira, and that's why it says they get yirat shemayim ba'atid avo raboseinu amru. But I note that our rabbis say anashim lo modu anashim l'shma v'ataf lama ba'litiz chalim v'yayim. So the Rabban acknowledges that the pshat of the text should be older, but he notes that Chazal seem to say otherwise. Rav Yerucham also discusses here how even though the kids are very young, chinuch starts at a very young age. Liros mikan ad heichon magia inyan achinuch u'me'em asay kfar maschelas o'avoda gam yonki shadayim gam gemule chalav me'rega yitzirasam v'kfar omdim tachas hashpaz chinucham right away kfar omdim u'f'alim u'misrashmim mikol ha'misrachei shitam. Right away, and this is even quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. We mentioned this various times in the past. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Ramah quotes in the Yoredeya, that a Jewish baby should not nurse from an Egyptian woman. From an Egyptian woman. Why? Based on the Rashi and Parsha Shmos, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not nurse from an Egyptian woman, because Asil Adaber Mashchina, someone who's going to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, it's not appropriate for him to nurse from an Egyptian woman. Asks the Bali Musar, Esr Yaakov Kamenetsky, this is Moshe Rabbeinu, what's this doing in Shulchan Aruch? The answer is that every one of our children has to be looked at as a potential Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, even though the reason is Asil Adaber Mashchina, our children, we have to have the attitude of Asid Ladaber Imashchina. They are possible, and they are probable in their own way. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Parsha Shmos, that's what it's doing in Shulchan Aruch, because it's to teach us the attitude that we have to have whenever we deal with our children. That's how we have to remember. But you see, it starts from suckling age. It starts from very young. So that's what we have to realize, says Rav Yeruchim, even though the children are very small. Rav Nassim Adler even points out that imagine if somebody wants to have a spiritual experience, should they bring their babies with the strollers and the diaper bags and all the paraphernalia? I could have a much more spiritual experience if I go somewhere by myself. Or maybe with my older kids. But with the babies, with the whole family, there's always, you know, pulling and issues that come up, it's hard. Says Rav Nassim Adler, you know what I learned from the Mitzvah of Hakel? You take your kids anyway. Because even if you have to sacrifice a little bit for yourself, for the family, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. That's Asakta B'Piri of Arivia. Mitzvah Perivu doesn't only start and finish when the child is born. It's a lifelong chinuch. And therefore, even if one has to sacrifice somewhat from his own spirituality in order to bring his children to, you know, a certain experience, that's what has to be done. That's what we learn from the Mitzvah of Hakel. Why dafka is it done when it is done? Motzoi shnas hashmita b'chag ha-sukos. Why is the dafka done then? Says the Klei Yakar right here. Why is it done then? And he also deals with, before he even deals with that issue, he deals with the issue of the Ramban from before. The babies. He says, v'zedoche gadol, ki zedome. What, you have to bring the kids even though they're 1 year old? Zedome ki lutziva she yisu aleya masa me eitzim va'avanim lebeis Hashem k'dei litin tzchayla mevi'ehem. What is the difference between bringing a 1 year old kid and bringing some wood and stones if they get nothing out of it? What, you just get tzchar for the mevi'ehem? So that's a charif line that he has there. But he says, no, the point is the experiential. The experiential, which even from a very young age, the child can have an experience, even, you know, 3 years old, the child can have an experience. What's the experience? The Melech reading them the Torah. Most of what he's going to read from Sefer Dvarim is Divrei Musar and Divrei Tochachos, and is to see Am Yisrael together. When you see Am Yisrael together with all the families together, he says, that is an experience. And why do we do it then? As we know, Sukkis is all about Achdus. Sukkis, right after the Yomim Naram, when we all did tshuva and we came together, we have the Dalan Minim, which symbolize all the four different types of Jews, as the Medrash discusses, we put them together and we feel ba'achtos. And right after Shemitah, when we have been mafkir, our fields, and the playing field has been leveled, because everybody's had the same produce. Shasa shmita gorim gamkim ha-hakel va-shalom. Ha-yidei shalo yizra v'lo yetzmiach bo. Va-achlu av yonei amo, ki ena rasho la-hachzik betu ha-shasa sheva kabal ha-bayis. No, zebali safik sibas ha-shalom. There's no more fights, because everybody is going to be in each other's property with allowance. V'chein b'chaga sukkis, and as we said, sukkis, and also everybody's in a diras arai, not in a diras keva. All of these are towards the end of having everybody ba'achtus u'bishalom. The Meshech Chachma also deals with the issue of why now, and interestingly, he has two deis, one connecting it to the previous, and one connecting it to the following. It says, number one, in Shemitah, during the Shemitah year, we have more time for learning, we have more time for focusing on Hashem. And once somebody is in the zone of learning, they're able more to absorb extra learning. As the Gemara says, Im Shamoa Tishma, Tishma Im Shamoa B'Yashan, Tishma B'Chadash. If we are already, for to hear, to if we have heard, like the Gemara says, the more Torah one knows, the more Torah one's able to know. It's not like a kli, which gets filled up. So it says the Meshech Chachma, the more we were already in Torah from the Shemitah year, the more we can be in Torah now. Number one. Number two, we're about to go back into everyday life with the fields and the work and the parnasa, and there's a worry of kinetive of a covid getting to us. So that is why we have a last minute lesson from the king, along with all of the rest of Klal Yisrael, so that we remember what life is all about, we remember the important things in life, and as we go back into the workforce, full force, we keep everything in perspective. Good, Mishor Shia Mitzvah. So we've already spoken about a lot of Hashkafa, but what does the Chinuch say about the Shorash of the Mitzvah? One of the most beautiful pieces in all of the Sefer HaChinuch, right here in the Mitzvah of Hakel, Lefisha Kol Ikaren Shel Am Yisrael Liya Torah. The entire basis of our faith is the Torah. Uba yifardu bikol umav alashon. Lio zochen l'chaye ad tanuk nitzchi. Sheilamale meinu b'nevroim. What makes us different than all the other nations? The Torah. Alkein bios koli karanba. Because all the ikker is about the Torah. It's appropriate. Roishi kalu akol yachad bizman echa ben azman. And we have one time, every so often, for all the nations to get together. Lishmo advareha. V'lios akol yotze betok kol ayam. And everybody's talking about it. Everybody's focused on what they're gathered there for. Leimor, ma kibbutz harav hazeh shenis kabatznu yachad kulanu. Why are we all together? And what do they say? Lishmo advarei Torah. She koli karenu v'hodenu v'tifratenu. This is our glory and our wonder. V'yavo mitoch kach. And through this, we will talk about the greatness. Go del shivcha v'hod erka, the godless of the Torah, and it will go into our hearts. That's the Sefer HaChinuch. Every once in a while, we got to have a celebration of Torah so that we will constantly talk about Torah. Okay, now let's get into the halachas, what actually happens in Hakel. Midini HaMitzvah, says the Chedem HaShamru Zacharim Lavracha, Shahamelech, who haya amechuyav likro ba'aznehem. The king is the one that's obligated to read in the ears of Am Yisrael. The Menachas Chinuch has the suffix. What if there is no king? What about before there was a king? Did Bnei Yisrael not do the mitzvah of Hakel before Shaul HaMelech? Unless you say that Moshe or Yeshua, some had the status of a king and the Shoftim had the status of a king. Okay, you can say that, but says the Menachas Chinuch, maybe the Melech is not a Din Doraisa. That is, he's the leader. But if there is no Melech, maybe the Gadol Dor could do it. And that's what the Menachas Chinuch is noted towards, to say that the Gadol Shebedoro, Allah v'aya mitzvim lo aya Melech, v'cheinir mitzad asfar. Why should a Dafka have to be the Melech? It can be any great leader. Right, the way to argue with that is that maybe this is part of the Dine Melech. That's why he has an extra Sefer Torah, v'chul. Okay, so what happens? Ube Ezras Anashim Ayikore. He did it in the Ezras Nashim, in the large courtyard outside of the Azara. Ukish Korekshu Yoshev Yukar Mubana Reza Meshubach. He's allowed to read sitting down. If he wants to read standing up, that's great. People can hear him better, and they see that the Melech is also giving covet to the Torah. Umeichan Ukore. What do you read? So the Sefer Chinuch says, parts of Sefer Dvarim, from the beginning of Dvarim until Shema through Shema Yisrael, and then skip to Vahayim Shemoa, and then skip to Aser to Aser, and read from there through the Tochacha, through Kisavo, Eile, Milvada, Brisa, Shakarasi, Tambachorev. That's what you read. A lot of review of Jewish history and the Tochacha. The Ketzarei Kore, how they do it. Tokid, Bechatzot, Bechol Yerushalayim, they blew trumpets all over Yerushalayim, gathering everybody together. Umivi and Bima Gadol, Vishal Eitzai. So they built a large Bima in the Ezras Nashim. Really? How can they build that bimo? Discussed with Moshe Feinstein. Has a tshuva about this a couple of years ago. We discussed that there's an isser of losachim l'cha asherah, beginning of Parsha Shoftim. In our mitzvah show, we discussed, you're not allowed to have anything wooden. So what about here? How could you have anything wooden here? So some suggest that the isser is only in the Azara. Outside the Azara, there's no problem. Why? Here, you have number one, and also the chel. The chel, that the wooden fence that ran around this area also, that was made out of wood. So you see, there's wood on our abayas. So the isser of los, sakam l'cha shera, eitzam azlach hashem l'kecha, might only apply in the actual Azara, not in the Ezras Nashim or beyond. So they built this wooden platform, Uma Amidin Osaba Emsa Ezras Nashim in the middle, Vamelach Holech Vyoshev Alaka de Yishmu Kriyasa. And the Melech went up there and read it, sitting or standing. V'chol Yisrael Ha'olim L'chagmas Kamsim Svivav. All of Am Yisrael who came for Aliyah L'Regel gathered around him, and then they make a big pomp and circumstance for the reading. How did he get the Torah? The Chazan HaKnesses gives the Sefer Torah to the Rosh HaKnesses, and then he gives it to the Skan Kohen gadol, assistant, and he gives it to the kohen gadol. The kohen gadol finally gives it to the melech, kedei lahadro berov bnei adam, to glorify him. Va'melech mikablo kshu omed, and the king gets it when he is standing. Vimratzo yoshev, he gets it uposeach, and then what does he do? As if he's getting an aliyah, he says the bracha v'asher bachar banu. Then he reads all the Torah, and then afterwards he says asher nasa l'Torah emes. This is outside the regular context of Kriyas HaTorah. This is a one-time thing that happened every couple of years, right? In the eighth year of Shemitah. So that's what he did. He made those brachas. He made the bracha lefaneha, then bracha lachareha, and then he adds on another seven brachos. Special brachos. Ve'elu hein, the chinuch mentions them, based on Chazal. Ritzei, he says, Ritzei, Modim, Atov Achartonu Mikol Amim, it's Yantif, those three, and then he has the fourth one, is he dav a special bracha for the Beis HaMikdash, which he finishes off, Hashochet B'tzion, the fifth one, Mispala Al Yisrael, Shetamal Malchusam, V'choseim HaBokar B'Yisrael, the sixth he has on, a special tefillah for the Kohanim, V'choseim B'Makadesh HaKohanim, unusual bracha, and the seventh one, he davens mitchanenu mispalelba kvi mashu yachol v'chosim. He davens whatever he wants, more flexible. It's like a shomea tefila, and he ends off by saying, "Osha Hashem es amcha Yisrael, amcha Yisrael tzrichim lihoshia." Baruch Ato Hashem Shomea Tefillah. A sight that we yearn for. Imagine all of Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash, listening to the Melech saying all these special brachos. That's what we yearn for. But Oheges Mitzvah Zub is Man Yisrael Ad Masam. The mitzvah applies when Bnei Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael, maybe only with a king. And as we mentioned before, if somebody violates and does not take part, either as part of the Kahal or at the Melech, he's mevatel this mitzvah, and the chinuch ends off on sham gadol ma'od. It's a tremendous onesh, ki zos ha-mitzvah amud chazak, v'kavod gadol badar. As we said before, this mitzvah symbolizes the shevach and the gadlus ha-Torah, and if somebody rejects this mitzvah, then that is a onesh gadol that is coming to him. Okay, Abosai, we have one mitzvah left. One mitzvah, B'Hashem, next time. We will get to mitzvah Taryag.